Thanks in great part to state funding, the city of Poughkeepsie was able to purchase 2 new fire trucks and 10 police cars in the past year or so. But officials want more, and the mayor and fire chief have a wish list. The new fire and police vehicles were on display during a recent dedication ceremony in honor of late New York State Assemblyman Frank Skartatos, who had secured the funding for the new fire apparatus and police vehicles. Poughkeepsie Fire Chief Mark Johnson says more replacement apparatus is needed.
I mean, our next newest piece of apparatus is a 2007, so that right now is 11 years old. So on replacement, we're looking at every 15 years for a pumper, every 18 to 20 years on a ladder truck. So we're going to be looking for at least a new engine very soon.
He says the department will need that new fire engine in the next 3 years and likely would require state or federal assistance. Beyond that, Johnson says he hopes the city could come up with the funding on its own.
And we're hoping with the mayor's guidance and the economy starting to grow here, we have a lot of building. We have 600 housing units either in process or have been approved for building in the city over the next year and a half. So business is coming back, people are coming back, so the infrastructure will be bigger, we'll have more of a tax base where we don't have to go out and basically beg or rely on grant money to do our jobs.
Republican Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison says there are other needs in law enforcement.
Well, we still certainly have needs for additional police vehicles because we've got, say 16 plus marked cars. We've got an additional fleet of unmarked vehicles which have high mileage. These are the vehicles that are driven by our detective units and other supervisors and different units within the PD.
And says Rollison, the city could use money in another area.
A major area of concern for us with equipment is the Department of Public Works. We were able to get some new vehicles last year, but we do have a need for at least one new plow sander. Our leaf equipment is many years old that we use that's out right now, sucking up all the leaves all over the city. So that, and they get banged up easily, as you can imagine, the Department of Public Works equipment. So that's definitely an area that we're going to be concentrating on in the next year or so.
Meantime, city officials have new representation in the state assembly come January. Democratic Newburgh City Council member Jonathan Jacobson won election to succeed Skartatos in the 104th District. Skartatos died in April from pancreatic cancer. Jacobson has already begun introducing himself to Poughkeepsie city officials and imagines he'll be called upon to help with funding, including for the fire and police departments.
I understand the needs. The needs here are similar in Newburgh. We're always worried about having enough police and fire and what the municipalities can afford without taxing more. So the needs of our municipalities in the district are similar.
Meantime, Skartatos had helped to secure $1 million for the new fire trucks that cost around $1.4 million. The city council agreed to borrow most of the remainder, knowing that the bulk would come from the state. Rollison says Skartatos also had a hand in helping to fund the replacement of half of the city's marked police cars. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.